Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci, and this year Fred will be media partner of the EFA Young Audience Award, an award assigned by a young audience aged from 12 to 14 at the end of an event which will be taking place simultaneously in 25 different countries. One of these countries is Poland. Therefore, it's a great pleasure to be joined by Beata Marciniak from New Horizons, Polish partners of the Young Audience Award. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's a great honor for me. Hello.
Okay, so let's start. Before we talk about the Young Audience Award, would you like to give us a brief overview of the many film education programs promoted by your art house, New Horizons Cinema?
Yeah. And we work with young audiences of various ages. We run, for example, the New Horizons of Film Education project, which is organized also in the whole Poland, not only in Wrocław. Pupils take part in it during their school hours. During film lessons, we present artistic films, not only European productions, but also from the whole world. We're visiting very often and searching films on the international film festivals for kids in Poland and abroad. We try to introduce our young audience unknown artists and cinematography. And we screen, for example, kids' films on Saturday mornings, which are followed by workshops with kids and their parents. By working with youngsters and ending with students, we try to develop new audiences from early age, show them various possibilities, ways to search for great, wise movies, which characters in their age from different cultures. So that's why we are very happy and love to be a part of the big Young Audience World family. We have viewers that return to the cinema again and again, and thanks to them, we feel a little bit like a family. So it is very important to us to see that our audience feel good in the cinema and that they are coming back and that they are interested in our program.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that, certainly. And as we mentioned earlier, New Horizons will be the Polish partners of the EFA Young Audience Award. And correct me if I'm wrong, this will be the third time Poland will be joining the event. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So from past editions, what do you think has been the most rewarding part of the Young Audience Film Day for the kids that took part?
This is the third edition, as you mentioned, in this pan-European fantastic project. So we have kids not only from Wrocław, but the whole Poland. And the kids really like to discuss about characters, adventures, interesting stories, emotions after the screenings. The most exciting for kids is that they will watch brand new films, so they didn't see before. And most of all, that they could watch it with their peers at the same time. So after the screenings, they will take part also in various workshops. So that's the most exciting for them.
So, take us through what will actually be happening on the day of the screening. How will it work?
We will see three fantastic movies, and in the middle of the screening, we also the kids will take part of in workshops. Like we will build a mini film studio with green box. We will try, actually. We will see how it works. We will discuss, of course, this discussion about these movies. These films are very important to us, to European Film Academy, and for us also as educators. How kids, will join watching the movies and which one they choose in the end.
I think it's a priceless opportunity because not only are they watching different kinds of cinema that are perhaps more challenging than the usual films that they watch in mainstream kind of platforms or multiplexes, but they also get to learn about how films are made. So that is absolutely fantastic. It sounds so exciting. And of course, the obligatory question, I guess, at this point would be, why do you think it's important to promote cinema to a young audience?
We are talking about the New Horizons Cinema, which is the program. The program is the part of a larger project, European Capital of Culture 2016. So our art house, which is the location of two festivals, as you mentioned, the New Horizons Film Festival and the American Film Festival, is the place that we really need to show that the film education is very important to our young audience. Who will be our audience in the future, and our audience in the film festivals? So it's very important to give them a key, give them the different productions, not only commercials, as you mentioned, from the commercials, but also the wise, different from the films from the different cultures, they can see.
Yeah, kind of more challenging films that they need to be introduced to. And you're right, the audience development too is very important in this sense. You know, yeah. Cinema has a real very great cultural importance.
Yeah, and as a young audience award jury committee, I participated. I chose the three nominated films which kids will see on Sunday. I have noticed that there is no films for Poland for young audience. That's the sign that we have to do something to change it, to invite filmmakers to start thinking about young audience as an adults. They are growing, as I said, growing very fast and known only famous and commercial movies. So it's very important to show them a totally different and fantastic films from the whole Europe and the whole world. So we have the program, the first program in Europe called Films for Kids Pro, dedicated solely to the development of films for young audiences. It's part of social campaign promoting cinema for young audiences in Poland and Norway as a part of Polish-Norwegian cultural exchange program. So our goal is to support the production of ambition movies for children like age 5 and 12 years, based on the highest artistic and production standards of European and in particular Norwegian cinema. And during this all workshops and participants will meet a number of experts in children's cinema, like screenwriters, producers, commissioning editors from Polish, Norwegian and European TV station distributors, sales agents, psychologists, and of course, not last but not least, the children. Yeah. So it is very important because this the New Horizons Film Festival, which will take place in July this year, there will be the third edition of this program, and we will see the effect of these workshops.
Wow, yeah, that sounds very interesting. And of course, you know, you're called New Horizons for a reason.
Yeah, of course. And, okay, the Young Audience Award, we are very excited to be a part of this wonderful project again, because, as I said before, the third time, we can see a totally different productions. And, for example, Scandinavian, the most, they produce a lot of families' films, movies. So we can watch and learn from them a lot. So and they, our kids, also our young audience, could see and could watch the way how they choose in the future their own way to search the beautiful, wise films, not only, you know, watching the TV and searching the internet and looking for series in the TV. So it's really important to show them what is going on in the whole Europe and the whole world in the film production.
Yeah, I think everyone can benefit from teaching a young audience about the art of cinema.
Yeah, I'm learning the whole my life, so exactly. I'm learning from them, from the kids, from the children too. So it's a really pleasure to work with them, to watch how they react, how they, you know, their emotions after the screenings, how they discuss their, you know, their stories, the character stories, how they choose the different point of view of the stories.
Great. Well, thanks once again for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best at for the Young Audience Film Day.
Thank you very much, and good luck to everyone, and see you soon.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.